on the 24th. And this is Wednesday, November 1st, and the highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne was 79 in 1950. The lowest was 23 in 23. The sun will rise at 7:11 this morning, set at 5:37 tonight. And yesterday we had 494 minutes of sunshine, or 79% of possible, Dugan.
And this is our Little Red Barn program that comes to you from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
Good morning. Clear skies and 41 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook mostly sunny with a chance for some early morning fog. I'm Victor Locke with the 6 o'clock WOWO News. 29-year-old Arthur Armstrong of Fort Wayne is under police guard at Lutheran Hospital this morning after being shot by a police officer after allegedly pulling a gun. It was one of three shootings in the area late Tuesday. Armstrong was sought by police for allegedly terrorizing a family with a handgun, and when he was finally confronted by authorities near Anthony and Pontiac late last night, he allegedly pulled a gun on police officers and was shot by Officer Larry Fuqua. This WOWO News is brought to you by your local Napa store. They help keep America moving. 55-year-old Charles Jellison of the 6500 block of Hadley Farm Lane died earlier in the afternoon in an apparent accidental shooting at his home. City police say he was cleaning a gun when it discharged. And an apparent family quarrel in New Haven has landed one man in jail on a preliminary battery charge and another at Parkview Hospital in fair condition. 42-year-old Alfred Ahrens of Antwerp, Ohio, is charged with shooting 46-year-old Edward Rogers at the home of Ahrens' estranged wife. Except for a few cases of vandalism and tainted candy, it was a rather quiet Halloween throughout WOWO Land. Fort Wayne police detectives are looking into a few cases of needles and apples and at least one incident of drugged candy. Local hospitals report no Halloween-related injuries or illnesses. The holiday did bring with it some unusual and usual acts of vandalism. For example, there was pumpkin smashing and the usual toilet papering of trees and homes. Area police did receive numerous reports of leaf burnings. Here in Fort Wayne, firefighters responded to 22 such calls alone last night. There were some unusual pranks pulled by the ghosts and goblins, however. A port-a-john mysteriously appeared in the 2500 block of Smith Street early this morning. And in Topeka, Indiana, police say someone piled up used tires in a downtown intersection. The White House today is on the defensive following rejection yesterday of its anti-inflation program by the AFL-CIO.
The administration didn't wait long to respond to big labor's rejection of its new anti-inflation program. Just hours after AFL-CIO President George Meany called for mandatory economic controls instead of voluntary, Labor Secretary Ray Marshall was ready with a reply that Mr. Carter won't go with mandatory controls.
The historical record on wage and price controls is clear. They are not a long-term solution to inflation. And in the short term, they disrupt the normal functioning of the economy, lead to distortions and inefficiencies, as well as virtually destroying collective bargaining.
Marshall also criticized the timing of the Meany announcement, saying the AFL-CIO leadership condemned the program less than a week after it was launched without a fair test. Charles Van Dyke, Washington.
The dollar, meanwhile, showing some early strength in today's trading on the Tokyo Foreign Exchange. Dealers aren't optimistic, however, saying they still expect the greenback's value to slide. There's good economic news here at home as far as Allen County is concerned. Auditor Joanne Ebelhair says collection of excise taxes in the second half of this year is exceeding last year's level by as much as 35%. That means an additional $1 million in tax money will be available to the county next year. The government of Tanzania this morning says invading Ugandan troops backed by tanks and artillery are now 18 miles inside its border. Heavy fighting is reported in the border region, and there's still no word on 16 Americans missing in the area. The federal appeals court in Chicago has upheld a Fort Wayne federal court decision that cleared two Allen County warrants officers, Robert Ludwig and B.T. Rydell, of alleged civil rights violations. Stephen and Sylvia Weigand charged the officers with conducting an illegal search of their home and false arrest. The local court ruled 1 year ago in favor of the officers, and late last week the appeals court upheld that decision, ordering the Weigands to pay all costs for the trial. WOWO News time is 6:04.
When it's time to get going, because your car's running rough, turn to Napa, the better team sees through. For faster, surer time, for better than original replacement parts, there's a Napa store that's not very far from you.
Walls here, about
That means football games, hay rides, and an engine tune-up for your car. Now, don't make a face at that last statement, because an engine tune-up doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg, not if you see your Napa man. For plugs, points, and condensers, your Napa dealer has it all. You'll save time and money. And while there, don't forget the antifreeze, windshield de-icer, or starting fluid. Remember last winter, for all of your auto needs year-round, see the Napa man nearest you.
Right where you want us.
Underwood. Students between 6 and 14 can help fight multiple sclerosis by joining the MS Readathon. To learn more, call 456-2167.
Wobo Sports, the Fort Wayne Comets, who have won their first six games of this season, their best start ever, hit the ice tonight at the Allen County Memorial Coliseum again. They'll be playing the Muskegon Mohawks. At NBA play last night, the Indiana Pacers were victorious over Cleveland 119-114. New Orleans down Chicago 97-92. Portland defeated Detroit by a 112-96 score. Wobo Band weather, chance for some morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. Clear tonight, a low near 39, mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 62. Partly sunny on Friday, a high around 60. Earl Finkel drops by in 15 minutes with a Wobbleland weather update. Right now, barometric pressure is rising at 30.35. Winds are northeasterly at 5 miles an hour. Our relative humidity is 89%, and officially at the airport, clear skies and 41 degrees. This Wobble News has been brought to you by your local Napa store. They help keep America moving. I'm Victor Locke. It's 6:07 and out to the barn this morning with Bob Seavers and Dugan Fry.
Okay, we're all set, and boy, we're having a good time out here, Victor. Come on out, because Bob is sharing some of the Halloween candy he got trick-or-treating last night. It's pretty good.
He is, huh?
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's good.
He's just kidding you, Victor.
A lot of people wonder who that real big kid they had at their door last night. Well, that's Uncle Bob.
What did you go as, Bob? What?
What were you dressed as?
Oh, I went as some radio character, but with the initials, name of Bob Seavers. Thanks a lot.
You know, as harvest season comes to an end, the size of your corn yield and how easy it is to harvest are greatly affected by tough weed infestations. Weeds like quackgrass, velvet leaf, and nutgrass. Fortunately, more and more corn growers have discovered that these tough weeds can be controlled with Eradicane herbicide. The first step to a weed control program using Eradicane and atrazine starts by plowing in the fall. That's right. With fall plowing, you actually get a jump on next year's weeds. Then in the spring, use Eradicane and atrazine. Because Eradicane is incorporated in the soil as you work the fields for planting, you'll control weeds when they sprout. Always follow label directions carefully. Remember, use your normal fall tillage practices. Incorporate Eradicane and atrazine next spring. See your Stauffer supplier for Eradicane. Eradicane, for the toughest weeds in corn.
Congressman Dan Quayle speaks out for the farmer.
The most pressing problem facing the farmer today is that of inflation. The farmer is experiencing higher costs in production because of inflation, yet the price for his commodity is down. There is no way a farmer can adequately live with higher production costs and lower returns on his crops. There are definite positive solutions to the farming problems. First, inflation must be controlled, and this will happen only when Congress balances the budget. Second, the government must take a more active role in expanding the exports of the American farmer. Third, the estate tax laws must accommodate the family-owned farm. Too many family farms are being sold to big business, or in some cases to foreign investors. Our agriculture policy must be directed to preserve the family farmer. The viability of the family farm is an indicator on the strength of the American economy. If the farmer suffers, so does the country.
Re-elect Congressman Dan Quayle. Let's keep a good man going. The preceding message has been paid for by the Quayle for Congress Committee.
Here's Marcia Ball.
I'm a fool. I'm a
to care, that old Mary Ford favorite, all right? It's almost, well, it's 12 minutes and 20 seconds after 6 here at the Little Red Barn. We're holding it a clear 41 in Fort Wayne, and Earl Finkel says mostly sunny today, upper 50s. Clear tonight, 39. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 62. And partly sunny on Friday. So it kind of looks like we're in for 3 more beautiful days.
Decon is America's number one rat killer again this year. Kills everything from big fat super rats right on down to pesky mice. No wonder Decon has outsold all other rat bait combined for 20 years in a row. Nobody kills more rats than Decon. Nobody. Decon.
Picture yourself in one of the fanciest restaurants in town.
Oh, I can't believe this menu.
I can't believe these prices. But you don't have to pay fancy restaurant prices for great meals. Just come into Mr. Steak.
Steak and lobster and steak and shrimp.
And top sirloin.
And special attention from the waitress who comes to your table.
The fancy restaurant dinner
without the fancy price.
Ah, you've got the picture. We're Mr. Steak, America's steak expert.
Mr. Steak. We're a block west of the Coliseum in Fort Wayne.
Well, let's get over to Mr. Hash Brown Potatoes, right? Oh, no, that's me. Oh, do get over to you for the calendar for today.
Okay. Take a look at a few of the places to be, great places. Now, there's going to be a big doings tonight over at North Manchester, and this is to honor their 4-H Club members there. The program will be held at the high school cafetorium at North Manchester. It's the annual 4-H Achievement Night. They got a smorgasbord 4-H style at 6:30, and then at 7:30, the awards program, and Nancy Schumann, our friend from the Wabash County Extension Office, Nancy is the agent for youth, will be there to present the awards. So, boy, congratulations to all those folks that have worked hard to get those. Now, Bob, you know, we put this on in an interview earlier, and we got just all kinds of response, people wanting to know where it was going to be, this Home Heating with Wood seminar.
Oh.
Now, it's coming up Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Glen Oaks Community College, which is just east and south of Centerville, Michigan, sponsored by the St. Joseph County Cooperative Extension Service. They're going to have it from 9:30 to noon. Denny Bowen and all the folks at the St. Joe County Extension Service tell us that just about any question you might have about wood and home heating and so forth could be answered there. It is entirely free and open to the public. And really, that's not that far away from Wawoland, from the Fort Wayne area, I should say. It's right in Wawoland. And many people did indicate an interest in that. The DeKalb County Extension Homemakers Club will have a holiday workshop today at the VFW Hall in Waterloo from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. They've got demonstrations throughout the day and a big bake sale. And here's a note about another thing coming up Saturday for your futures. The Urbana Lions Club will sponsor a tenderloin supper from 5 to 7:30. And afterwards at 8 o'clock, the Northfield FFA will have a donkey basketball game between the FFA members and the Northfield faculty. And that'll be at the Northfield cafeteria and the gym, respectively. Tickets available in advance or at the door. And I'm sure that they're going to have the tenderloin supper in the cafeteria and the donkey game in the gym. I'm sure that's the way it's going to be.
It's not vice versa.
No.
All right. I have a special announcement for a good friend of mine, Virg Disher, here in Fort Wayne. Man, listen to this. The Eagles Hall, the Fraternal Order of the Eagles here in Fort Wayne on Broadway, are sponsoring the Sugar Blues music of Clyde McCoy.
Whoa.
A week from Saturday, November the 11th. It's next Saturday, November the 11th, a week from Saturday. $6 per person. For tickets and reservations, call the Fraternal Order of Eagles on Broadway here in Fort Wayne at 745-0115. Man, wouldn't it be nice to be hearing old Clyde McCoy in person again, Dugan?
He's been around almost as long as Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now for our song of inspiration this morning. Dale R. Holler was 75 yesterday, and Almeda Holler is 70 today. The Hollers live at South Whitley, Indiana. It's a shame they don't live in Sleepy Holler. I'm just kidding. How isn't that bad? Anyway, our congratulations to Dale and Almeda. And this morning for our song of inspiration, Sharon Brumbaugh sings this old favorite again, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, 17 minutes after 6.
I once was lost.
around Arcola, Indiana, right here near Fort Wayne. Amazing Grace. Dugan?
Bob, we have one school announcement just in. There's some fog developing, apparently, over northwest Ohio. Paulding County, Paulding Exempted Village Schools are going to be running an hour late, schools and buses now, because of that fog.
Thank you for that. And the old pumpkin is brought to you this morning by Fred Meyer's Piano and Organ Company, where today is the last day of the giant 50th semi-annual sale of pianos, organs, and grandfather clocks. By the way, friends, the first prize in WoWo's Whiz Kids contest is a beautiful grandfather clock by Colonial, one of the most respected makers of fine clocks. And it's on display right now at Fred Meyer's Piano Company. And by the way, we're going to draw for that clock today. Stop in and see what some lucky listener is going to win. You'll also see perhaps the largest display in the Midwest of grandfather clocks, wall clocks, and mantel clocks. Besides Colonial, you'll also find such famous brands as Molyneux, Howard Miller, Trend, Ridgway, Hamilton, Daniker, and others. Beautifully crafted clocks in cherished heirloom cases of walnut, cherry, ash, and other wood finishes and furniture styles. From the finest and most palatial mansion to a modest cottage or apartment, there's nothing more pleasant and comfortable to live with than a handsome and graceful grandfather floor clock from Fred Meyer's. And it makes one of the most memorable and enduring gifts of all. So stop in and see the Whiz Kids' first prize and much more. Now at Fred Meyer's Piano Company, 3720 South Calhoun, between Southside High School and Rudisill Boulevard on the west side of Calhoun Street. Fred Meyer's. Dugan?
Well, Earl, we just had apparently some fog moving into the area very quickly here because the one note we just mentioned over in Paulding County, the Paulding County Exempted Village School is now an hour late, schools and buses, because of some fog there.
As you'll note in the forecast, fog is indicated.
That is true.
County, Van Wert will be next, and Eastern Allen will probably go down the drain.
Yep.
From a fog standpoint, I mean, Mayor.
Oh, I hope.
Get excited for the next hour or so, so do be careful. That's the kind, of course, that likes to drop in with the cold ground and having radiated out clear skies all night. And the air up above, not extremely cold, so we get a little inversion in there. So the school bus drivers will just have to hang around and make 360s, like we say, until things get on the safe side. Otherwise, we're looking very, very fine on the weather with little or no chance of any precipitation over a little sprinkle and temperatures that will be averaging pretty close to normal with warm, sunny days for the most part and cool, frosty nights. Pretty typical for the month of November.
And Earl, by the way, we hit 70 again yesterday.
Boy, I noticed that. My warm advection did me in. The front came along just a little slower than anticipated, allowed that warm air to get scooped up ahead of it, and 70 degrees it was. And another delightful day in WoWo land. And while we won't hit quite that in the next few days, it will certainly not be unreasonably cold. The only places that it is on the wintry side is out in through the mountains of California, where there was a foot of snow up in the northern part of that state yesterday with treacherous driving, and 5 or 6 inches or more eastward in through the Sierras and into the high country of Nevada. A few rain sprinkles in California and the desert southwest at the Fat Farm, if you know what I mean. Eastward, good shape on the weather, except for a little patch of tenth to less than quarter inch showers that held in Iowa all night, yesterday, moved southeast into northern Missouri and west central Illinois, with up to a quarter of an inch to locally a half reported around Vichy, Missouri. Still raining a little bit and on radar showing up that patch moving into southwestern Illinois, south of Quincy. So the good news on the weather front is that we will use some caution for the dense fog around the area this morning. Patchy stuff that could get you, if you know what I mean. And then a sunny remainder of the day in the Summit City and environs with temperatures in the upper 50s and a northeast wind of 5 to 10. Tonight, clear skies and cool temperatures, once again going down to 39 degrees and maybe about 5 to 6 degrees colder in the outlying areas, and especially east toward Paulding, with some heavy frost on the pumpkin again. And for tomorrow, sunny skies and warming into the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15, and little change swinging into Friday. Maybe a little cooler over the weekend, but no important temperature changes and negatory on the use of the rain gauge. All in all, I think I'm still going to run on the good weather ticket.
Right.
You probably get some votes, too.
Yeah, I don't know where to... Sam, I think that's a good job.
All right, Earl, listen, this is Bob, and I'll see you in just an hour from now.
Hey, good night, Dugan.
See you later, Earl.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Our highest yesterday in Fort Wayne was 70. Our low was 38. Degree days, 11. We ended up the month with 431 degree days, and for the year since July 1st, 492. This is Wednesday, the 1st of November, and the highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne, any November 1st, 79 in 1950, and the lowest, 23 in 1923. The sun will rise at Fort Wayne this morning, 11 minutes after 7, set tonight at 5:37, and yesterday we had 494 minutes of sunshine, or 79% of possible. By the way, we ended up October with 1 71 hundredths inches below normal rainfall, Dugan, and for the year so far, we are almost 8.44 below normal.
Yeah, we've been running behind right from almost the start. Well, at the airport, the barometer 30.34 and rising. The winds are northeast at 5. Humidity is 89%. Clear skies and 41 degrees. And Earl Finkel weather has been brought to you by Fred Myers, where today is the last day of the giant 50th semi-annual sale on pianos, organs, and grandfather clocks.
Now it's exactly 26 minutes after 6 o'clock out here at the Little Red Barn. And back to Dugan and his guest this morning.
Again this morning, Galen Noel from Steuben County, who is the executive director of ASCS in Steuben County, is our guest, and happy to welcome Galen back again. And Galen, this hour we might review just briefly and then get into a little more some of the things we're talking about as far as agricultural cost-sharing programs, and primarily within the conservation area.
Well, as previously there, we've been talking about where the government cost share with the farmers to do conservation practices on the farm that they wouldn't normally do. And we give a definition of some of the practices, and I've got some more I can tell you about. We have one which is called wildlife practices, and this is in these low-lying areas where a little conservation work can provide water, can provide food, which will protect our wildlife for future generations, and also give our present farm people and the city individual who likes to hunt and so forth, and give them the areas that they can do this in. Also, we were talking about the sod waterways. Lots of times we've got things that we just don't need a sod waterway. We've got ditch banks that's eroded and so forth, and so we've got what they call a stream bank protection. And this is where you get your ditch cleaned out, sod down your banks, and sod out at least 10 to 15 feet from the edge of the ditch bank with silver strips, which just helps stop the soil from the rodent into the stream. And of course, when you silt up a stream, why it stops up farm tiles, and that makes wetlands, and we lose cropland, and we're losing cropland fast enough as it is due to expansion of cities. And of course, this is to be expected, because as the population grows, they got to have some place to live.
Well, Gail, I think it's important, and I think it's good that you're pointing out the fact of how this relates back to urban dwellers from the viewpoint of, although they are federal dollars which are being shared back into various communities, and primarily here agriculturally, the urban resident does have an interest in it too, because anytime we're talking about conservation, we're talking about preserving things or putting back more in a nature state that would not be done perhaps if we didn't have these kind of programs.
This is correct. We've had some people that has bought areas for the Audubon Society and birds and so forth, and they like to let it grow back up to nature. Well, when you let it grow back up to nature, you get a lot of undesirables. And there has been times that we have recommended that they use some of our wildlife-type programs for this purpose, and therefore they can provide the food and cover that is beneficial to wildlife instead of getting a lot of undesirable. And, of course, when we talk about wildlife, you get these areas. There's a lot of people in this county as well as other counties in the state that they visit these nature areas, and with right control, it can be a very beautiful thing.
Now, again, the last hour we talked briefly, and I think as we're running out of time again this this hour, we should once more touch base on how people who are eligible for this kind of help can go about finding out just what programs are there.
Okay, this is, as I said before, which stop in at your local ASCS office, and Steuben County is located in the Albion Production Building at Angola. and we have the list of practices, the cost shares. Sometimes the Soil Conservation Service has to do some of our technical engineering, but the practices can be laid out, estimated costs before you ever do it, because the cost might be prohibitive to you. And we're just about to develop the 79 program, which will probably be announced somewhere the last of December for the 1970 year. So check with your local ASCS office.
We keep trying to drive that point home. Before ever with any program you think you understand it all, it would be good to take just a few minutes to check in and get details. And I've never seen any office. Sometimes they're a little busier than others when the programs are, deadlines are going, but I've never seen anyone where they can't take some time to talk with you.
Yeah, this is right. And a lot of gossip floats around. Well, this said that, this neighbor said this, and this neighbor said that, and all it takes is that telephone call, because sometimes this information isn't quite correct, and we'd rather you'd have the correct information and take it from there.
Galen, I thank you very much. We hope to visit with you in the future. Galen Noel from Steuben County, Executive Director ASCS in that county. Right now we're out of time, Bob, so we better get back to you.
Right, Dugan, it is almost 6:31.
When your cornrows are still clean of weeds by this time of the year, you know that your herbicide has really done the job. Sutan Plus herbicide and atrazine or Bladex is dependable. Works all season, keeping cornrows clean of weeds like foxtails, velvet leaf, cocklebur, pigweed, lamb's quarters, many others. Sutan Plus and atrazine works in all kinds of weather because it's incorporated. Weeds are stopped before they sprout, so they can't compete with your corn. Sutan Plus herbicide continues to stop weeds right through to harvest. Take a good look at your corn crop. Users of Sutan Plus and atrazine or Bladex know the difference a strong, full-season herbicide can make. Always follow label directions carefully. Remember, when a herbicide keeps fields this clean, this late, word gets around. See your Stauffer supplier and pass the word. It's Sutan Plus, dependable because it always works.
And this is the Little Red Barn from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
Good morning. Clear skies, 41 degrees in Fort Wayne. Expect some morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. I'm Victor Locke with the 630 WOWO News. A series of shooting incidents Tuesday has left one man dead, two injured, and two in custody. The latest incident occurred shortly after 9 last night when Fort Wayne police officer Larry Fuqua shot a 29-year-old city man who allegedly had terrorized a local family, led police on a chase, then pulled a gun on officers as they closed in on him near Anthony and Pontiac. Arthur Armstrong of the 2400 block of Gay Street is now under police guard in fair condition at Lutheran Hospital. Earlier in the evening, city police were summoned to the 6500 block of Hadley Farm Lane. There they found 55-year-old Charles Jellison dead of an apparent accidental gunshot wound. They say he was cleaning his handgun when it discharged, striking him. And in New Haven, a man allegedly blasted his way into his estranged wife's home on Tanglewood Drive, shooting the father of her roommate. 42-year-old Alfred Ahrens of Antwerp, Ohio, is now held on a preliminary battery charge. In fair condition at Parkview is his victim, 46-year-old Edward Rogers of the 1900 block of Thailand Boulevard. This WOWO News is brought to you by DeKalb. You can depend on DeKalb. Fort Wayne police say 95% of the $450,000 worth of stolen articles recovered in the recent sting operation now have been returned to their owners. The remaining articles will be available for identification beginning next Monday through Wednesday from 8 until 4 at the Police Academy on South Lafayette. Police say those claiming articles must go in person to the academy and bring with them the date and time of the alleged theft, a description of the items, as well as model and serial numbers, as well as any other description that would help in a positive identification. Israeli and Egyptian negotiators meet informally in Washington today amid reports their negotiations are making steady progress. One thing is for certain, however, David Shoup reports the U.S. isn't making any new Israeli friends as a result of its intervention in those peace talks.
As the Israeli-Egyptian peace talks continue to show signs of progress, relations between Israel and the Carter administration have cooled significantly. Administration spokesmen have made a point of saying President Carter will not meet with Israeli Prime Minister Begin tomorrow, even though both men will be in New York, Begin on a private visit, Carter on a campaign swing. At the same time, Assistant Defense Secretary David McGifford has postponed indefinitely a trip to Israel for an assessment of that nation's defense needs. Officials do not deny the diplomatic slights are the result of an announcement that Israel plans to allow more settlers into the West Bank of the Jordan River and the Gaza Strip. Asked about that assessment, one official said, "You can draw your own conclusions." David Shoup, Washington.
The White House, meanwhile, is expressing confidence the Shah of Iran will be able to deal with a domestic political crisis, which has led to a strike by Iranian oil field workers. That strike could severely curtail U.S. oil supplies down the road. AFL-CIO President George Meany has lashed out at the anti-inflation program of the Carter administration, saying organized labor doesn't care for the idea of wage and price controls, but it likes a recession even less. Thus, Meany is calling for sweeping mandatory controls, including not only wages and prices, but also profits, dividends, rents, interest rates, and so on. Allen County's received an early Christmas present, $1 million. Auditor Joanne Abelhair says the money comes as a result of a 35% increase in excise taxes during the last half of this year, and that means more money to county departments.
The taxing units do. Schools, the county, the PTC, everything does. So, we're getting more money than we ever expected to the second half of this year.
One big factor in the increase is the fact license sales at the Auto License Bureau jumped by more than 7,000 over last year's sales during the last half of this year. The area's latest traffic victim is a 42-year-old Fort Wayne man. State police say David Williford of the 7100 block of Homestead Road was killed late Tuesday morning when his dump truck collided head-on with a semi on State Road 5 near South Whitley, Indiana. WoWo News Time is now 6:36.
Harvest is just around the corner, and that means there are a lot of new hybrids to evaluate for next spring. Hybrids like DeKalb's new XL23. Right now is the perfect time to evaluate these new hybrids. Walk the fields, watch them grow, and compare yields at harvest. And if you're watching XL23, you are watching DeKalb's genetic edge at work. Growing big, girthy ears, standing strong, holding its ears, and producing bushel after bushel of high-quality grain. And new XL23 gives you more. Outstanding disease resistance, fast field dry down, and all-around defendability. DeKalb, that's the name farmers have come to depend on for all their hybrid needs. Ask for XL23 and the genetic edge from DeKalb.
The choice is clear. Year after year, you can depend on DeKalb.
What was Rob Westerby? Is there a compulsive eater in your family who needs help? Write Overeaters Anonymous, Box 6247, Fort Wayne, 46896.
WoWo Sports, the ice at the Allen County Memorial Coliseum will be busy tonight. Fort Wayne Comets return home for their seventh game of this season. Thus far, they've won their first six, the best start ever. Tonight, they face the Muskegon Mohawks. Pete McCulley's first head coaching job in the National Football League has lasted just 9 games. The San Francisco 49ers fired McCulley yesterday following a dismal 1-win, 8-loss start. In NBA play, the Pacers downed Cleveland 119-114 last night. New Orleans beat Chicago 97-92, and Portland downed Detroit 112-96. Well, the land weather, a chance for some morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies, a low near 39, mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 62. For Friday, partly sunny skies, a high around 60. Right now, barometric pressure is rising from 30.35, winds are northeast at 5, relative humidity is 89%, officially at Bearfield, clear skies, and 41 degrees. This WoWo News has been brought to you by DeKalb. You can depend on DeKalb. I'm Victor Locke, and at 6:38, back to Bob and Dugan.
Well, Victor, as our early forecast, we are developing some fog this morning. In fact, we have two school systems, both in Ohio, running late, and they are these, Paulding County Exempted Village Schools and Continental Local. Now, Paulding, of course, in Paulding County, and Continental Local in Putnam County, both running an hour late because of fog, and both of those pertain to schools and buses.
And I had one telephone call from a gentleman here on the northeast side of Fort Wayne, out on the St. Joe or St. Joe Center Road, out in that general area, saying they've had fog out there for about a half an hour also this morning.
There's a hook around the corner. It's a place I like to be. There's a seat behind the counter. Smiling back at me.
There's nothing quite like the cool, crisp autumn air in Indiana. It's a great time to enjoy the fun outdoors. But a change of season often brings on sneezes, coughs, and sniffles, too. So if someone in your family has an allergy or catches a cold this fall, be sure to stop by your neighborhood Hook's Dependable Drugstore. You'll find the best-known national brands to treat symptoms of runny nose, hay fever, nasal congestion, or dry hacking cough. Everything you need for fast, effective pain relief. So this fall, count on Hook's for the cold and allergy medicines you may need. Hook's. Dependable drugstore.
What's that dragging on the floor behind you?
Our Christmas toilet.
Oh, boy.
But lucky for us, we've got Airway and a sale on Fisher-Price toys. Neat things like riding horses, adorable farm animals, a movie viewer with cartoon only $5.97. Also an easy-carry play desk with everything in it.
A Fisher-Price toy sale at Airway. Good, I'll come too.
Well, if you promise not to play with all the toys, honestly, Jim, you're worse than the kids.
Time out here at the Little Red Barn, 19 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. 41 degrees and clear, sunny today, and here's Barry Manilow.
Remind me, I live in a shell.
Annabelle, who makes the most delicious cake at a certain restaurant in town, tells me it's very foggy now, Dugan, out on the Washington Center Road also.
Okay, we're going to need some...
Country Village.
Need some care in driving. Two more school systems, again, both of these over in Ohio now running late because of fog. Quadco Rehabilitation Center, Defiance County. Bus number 6 for Hicksville and Paulding County will be an hour late due to the fog in Paulding County. So that's bus number 6 for Quadco Rehabilitation Center. And the Ray of Hope schools in Paulding County, Ohio, an hour late schools and buses there because of fog. And we have one more coming, running down the lane there, Richard Walker. Thanks, Rich. Wayne Trace Local Schools, Paulding County, Ohio, an hour late also, schools and buses because of fog.
You know what I was just thinking, Dugan?
What's that, Bob?
Maybe We should stick our head out the barn. Well, I'll be feeding the chicken here in a couple minutes, the chickens, and I'll let you know how it is out in the barnyard.
All right, don't get lost.
No, all right, I won't.
As harvest season comes to an end, the size of your corn yield and how easy it is to harvest are greatly affected by tough weed infestations. Weeds like quackgrass, velvet leaf, and nutgrass. Fortunately, more and more corn growers have discovered that these tough weeds can be controlled with Eradicane herbicide. The first step to a weed control program using Eradicane and atrazine starts by plowing in the fall. That's right. With fall plowing, you actually get a jump on next year's weeds. Then in the spring, use Eradicane and atrazine. Because Eradicane is incorporated in the soil as you work the fields for planting, you'll control weeds when they sprout. Always follow label directions carefully. Remember, use your normal fall tillage practices. Incorporate Eradicane and atrazine next spring. See your stauffer supplier for Eradicane. Eradicane, for the toughest weeds in corn.
Now at 14 and a half minutes before 7, Dugan Fry with the markets, brought to you today by Gateway Harvest Store Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio, your A.O. Smith Harvest Store product dealer in Northwest Ohio.
Hogmen, you can cut down on labor.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Harvest Store can do the work you used to do by hand.
Yes, sir. You can increase your profit.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Harvest Store can make your farm grow on the same amount of land.
With Harvest Store,
you can do it.
There are two places to sell that valuable corn you grow, at the elevator and at the packing house. Gateway Harvest Store Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio, agrees that you can make good money at both places. But you'll make more money feeding corn with a Harvest Store system and selling it through Haws. With a rising cost of drying corn, feeding natural moisture corn looks better and better. Ask the folks at Gateway Harvest Store Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio, to figure out how much more money you would have made if you'd been feeding hogs the last 5 years. That's a figure worth knowing for the next 5.
All right, Dugan, I'm going to go out and feed the chicken. I just told Dugan while he was talking that recorded message, several people last night where I was in Defiance, Ohio, told me to kid Dugan about things, and I'm trying to think what they said now.
I am really glad you got a short...
I can't see anything much too funny. I don't know.
I'm sure glad that you got a short memory.
Yeah.
Don't get lost now going out to the chicken coop and give Henrietta my best.
I'll do it, Dugan.
The barrels and the gilts sold higher in the Midwest yesterday under the influence of broad demand. The trading on slaughter cattle was uneven. Now, slaughter cows were steady to 50 lower, with the exception of National Stockyards and Sioux City, steady to 50 higher. The slaughter heifers were steady to 50 higher, with the exception of Sioux Falls, steady to 25 lower. As we mentioned an hour ago, in other words, it was kind of mixed up. Choice 2 to 4, 975 to 1,300-pound slaughter steers brought 52 to 55. The choice and prime 3 to 4 to 1,025-pound slaughter heifers, 5250 to 5350. Oklahoma City, feeder cattle fairly active and steady to firm. Choice 300 to 400-pound steers sold from 69 to 79.25. Barrows and gilts in the Midwest were steady to a dollar higher. Terminal centers 1 to 2, 200 to 240-pound barrows and gilts sold from 50.50 to 52. Here in the Indiana-Illinois direct area was 50.25 to 51.50. Slaughter lambs were steady to $2 higher, except Omaha, 50 lower. Choice and prime 90 to 115-pound shorn slaughter lambs went from 59 to 62, and the 90 to 120-pound wool slaughter lambs 58 to 61. Estimated receipts at the Indianapolis Terminal Stockyards today, just 200 cattle are expected, but 1,500 hogs and 50 sheep. The New York egg prices paid and delivered to the store door yesterday were steady. Prices paid and delivered to retailers, extra large grade A, 64 to 67, a large 63 to 65, and mediums 60 to 62. Well, you just made it in time, let me tell you. The Chicago egg prices paid to delivery yesterday unchanged. The prices to retailers, grade A and cartons delivered, extra large grade A, 64 to 67, the large 62 to 64s, and the medium 60 to 62. Well, soybean and grain prices turned downward on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, partly on declining prices for precious metal futures. Traders described the soybean and wheat markets as overbought. Now, these also dragged other things down with them, so this is the way the futures closed. As reported by Keith Bell of Clayton Brokerage, December wheat was off 2.5 cents at 361.5. The December corn was off 1.25 cents at 234.25. December oats off 2 cents at 141.25. November beans off 14.25 cents at 707.25. December meal lost 5.30 at 196.60 a ton. December oil was off 30 points at 26.23. December hog futures were up 23 cents a hundredweight at $50.40. February frozen pork bellies off 30 points at 55.75. December cattle off 2 cents at 53.55 a hundredweight. The Chicago cash market report, again from Keith Bell, wheat off 2.5 cents at 356.5. Corn down 1.25 at 219.25. Oats lost 2 cents on the cash at $1.30.25, and soybeans on the cash in Chicago 15.25 cents down at $6.93.25. Number three choice dressed beef for the Midwest, steers 700 to 900 pounds closed the day at $80 a hundredweight, and heifers 500 to 700 pounds at $78.75. The car lot meat summary, beef trade was slow, choice steer and heifer beef steady, pork loins were steady to a dollar lower. And the New York stock market lost again yesterday. In fact, the Dow Jones average fell another 19.40 to get to 792.45 and slipping below that 800 mark for the first time in a long time.
Did you say 19 yesterday?
19.40, almost 19.5 points.
Well, I didn't see any fog out around the henhouse this morning, Dugan.
You did.
The only fog is between my ears.
Yeah, we got plenty of that.
But we've got plenty of fog elsewhere around Wovoland, on the north side of Fort Wayne, the northeast side, and going over into Paulding County. And so you folks over there, allow yourself extra time. It'll probably change between now and sunrise this morning at 7:11. The markets with Dugan Fry have been brought to you today by Gateway Harvestor Systems of Wapakoneta, Ohio. Your gateway to successful farming. Now at 8.5 minutes before 7, our Anderson.
From the Anderson in Maumee, Ohio, this is Hank Douglas with the closing grain market for Tuesday, October 31st. The delayed price rate on corn continues at 7 cents flat plus 2 cents per month, while the soybean delayed price rate is 10 cents flat charge plus 1 cent per month. The Maumee terminal continues to be open 24 hours per day, receiving shelled corn and soybeans. Ear corn will be unloaded from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. River terminal is open 7 to 11 for 20% max moisture shelled corn and 15% max moisture soybeans. Base price on ear corn at 220.25, copying based on schedule number 5. Red wheat from delayed price 351.75, white wheat 379.75. Shelled corn at Maumee or River Terminal 212.25. Oats $1.28, soybeans at Maumee 686.5, at the River 689. The following are May 79 bids: wheat at 340.5, shelled corn 233 plus 2 at the River, and May 79 soybeans 725 plus 2 at the River. From the Andersons, have a good day.
Time for me to remind you, you're listening to our Little Red Barn program that comes to you from the big 50,000 watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne. Weather-wise, again, a chance for some morning fog. We're getting it in scattered areas, so be on the lookout. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. A lot of other areas are perfectly clear, but at least keep your eye open for possible fog. Clear tonight, low near 39. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 62, and partly sunny Friday, high around 60. Now, the extended outlook, a dry and mild period expected Friday through Sunday with lows in the 30s and 40s and highs getting up into the 50s and 60s. At the airport, our barometer 30.35 and rising, winds northeast at 5, our humidity 89%, clear skies and 41 degrees, and Bob better mention these schools one
All right.
more time here.
All right.
The complete list that we have. The bus number 6 for Quadco Rehabilitation Center for Hicksville and Paulding County will be an hour late due to the fog in Paulding County this morning. That's just one bus. The Wayne Trace Local School System, Paulding County, Ohio, an hour late for schools and buses. Paulding County Exempted Village in Paulding County, an hour late. Ray of Hope Schools, Paulding County, running an hour late this morning. And Continental Local Schools in Putnam County, an hour late for schools and buses. All of those are because of fog.
And you watch out for the school buses and any children standing along the side of the road, especially this morning during this dense fog to the east of Fort Wayne. 6 minutes before seven, let's let Janie Fricky wrap it up this morning.
Guess who's knocking at the door? Yeah, it's me. Would you mind if I came in? That I just can't say. It's no use trying to pretend. Well, guess who's nervous, honey? Yeah, it's me. The one who said she didn't care.
From South Whitley, playing hard to get in that. Whoa, whoa, time is 2.5 minutes before seven.
Indiana Bank presents great possibilities in savings. Take our 8-year certificate that pays 7.75%. Take it and earn 8.05% effective annual yield with our daily compounding. The minimum deposit is $1,000. That's $4,000 less than others. You can save less, yet earn more. FDIC, substantial interest penalty for early withdrawal.
This month, Habegger Furniture has dining room furniture specially priced for you. Imagine how a new all-wood dining room group would add warmth to your home during the cold, wintry months ahead. Now is a great time to look over this fine selection. You're sure to find the exact furniture you need and want. For three generations, Habegger has been known for personalized service and the finest quality furniture at the lowest possible price. Sooner or later, a friend will tell you about Habegger Furniture in Bern, Indiana.
Dugan, we've got about a minute and a half to go.
Well, just a good time now at the end of the growing season for us to review what happened in our gardens and maybe figure out how we can improve them next year. If you didn't keep records of the vegetables you grew and their varieties, it might be good to make some notes before you forget what you really had. Keep a list of the varieties that you think did real well, where you bought that cedar plant and how much you bought. You know, now's a good time, too, to think about what you want to plant next year. Decide on how much space you're going to allow for each particular thing you plant. Maybe you planted way too much of one thing and not enough of another, it's time to think about that. And you can get your soil tested so you can do some improving if necessary. This is good for gardeners. It's certainly good for our farmers, too. Now is a good time to get that done. You can contact your extension offices and find out how to go about doing that. But university laboratories tend to be less busy in that particular regard now than they will be later on. Now, be sure to get the postcards to the garden seed and supply distributors that you want to get their catalogs. Those are kind of nice to pass the winter looking at some of the various things you might want to try. And don't forget to clean up that garden. Some, of course, prefer to make a compost of the organic materials. But if you had any kind of a disease or insect problem this past summer, be it just a good idea to remove that residue and burn it, destroy it. And Jay's a stickler for not using any of that. He likes to get it all out, as you well know. And then kind of think a little bit about what you want to do next year. Well, thinking about what we want to do, it's time for us to move on out of here. Bob will be right back after the 7 o'clock news, more of the same. And I'll join Jack Underwood, 11:30 on our Dinner on the Farm. All from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
Good morning. It's 40 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, mostly sunny and mild. I'm Richard Walker with the 7 o'clock WOWO News. Halloween brings its tragedies to Summit City. Problems with the peace treaty...